Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
I'm ready.
Hey, Wally there. How you doing?
Oh, well, that's perfect. We're doing creepy songs. It's fitting that you'd come in.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing, just saying.
Wait a minute. I'm slow, but I ain't that slow. Did you just call me creepy?
I did not. No. I just said it was very fitting that you were here when we were doing the creepy song show.
Well, you told me you didn't like me coming in at the end of the show.
No, I really don't prefer you coming at the beginning of the show either.
Well, by golly, you need to like give me some definite,
why don't you
boundaries?
Just, why don't maybe
when you
just
think I should come into the show? You know, a man get his feelings hurt like talking to somebody like you. Didn't we decide you was gonna be nice to me?
I am nice to you.
I'm gonna follow the rules and not look in you in the eye.
Okay, I'm nice. What can I help you with?
I just came in here to tell you a story that happened. I thought it was interesting. It was an amusing antidote that happened yesterday.
Well, why don't you share that with us?
Well, yesterday afternoon, I happened to be out in the field there.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle had come by on his horse, Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got this old horse named Buddy. And he come by. And he was telling me that on the way over, he had come across one of these city slickers in his car, and his car had run off in the ditch,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, he says he offered to help him.
Okay, with his old horse.
Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he hooked the horse to the car there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, okay, pull, Nelly, pull. And the horse just stood there. And then he said, pull, Jenny, pull. And the horse just stood there. And he said, pull, Jasper, pull. And the horse still didn't. It just stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he said, okay, Buddy, pull. And Buddy pulled, and the car come right out of the ditch.
Right, right, right. Because that was his name. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the city slicker there, he was very curious as to what had just happened. And
mm-hmm.
he thanked my uncle profusely,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Roy. He thanked him, and he said, but I'm curious about why you called the horse three different names before you got around to actually, you know, calling it by the right name and pulling him out, to pull me out. And he said, well, Buddy's old, and he's blind. And if he thought he was pulling that car out of the ditch by himself, he'd have never even tried. All right, well, I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good show with you. Creepy. Oh, by the way, I think that banjo song is creepy. You know that dueling banjo song?
Uh-huh.
That song is creepy, and I wish you were ever sitting on my back porch and plays it every night would just quit. See y'all later.
Oh, boy.
What is that? What is that banjo? The dueling banjos or something?
Well, I was thinking about the creepy songs. All I could, the song that kept coming to my head,
yes,
was the one from Fantasia with the dancing brooms. That creeps me out. That whole movie's creepy. I mean, can we pick creepy movies? That movie is really creepy. It's not meant to be creepy, but it is.
Not meant to be.
It's very creepy. And as a child, it was very disturbing. It was just disturbing. Magic and all that. It's just disturbing. Brooms with split in the middle dancing around. I don't know. It's just not right. It's not right. Did you find the banjos?
I think so. Let's see. We're going to find out.
All righty then.
Yeah, that's it. So this is Buford's
creepy song.
Songs.
Well, where'd it go?
It's Groove Shark. You should call it Groove Turtle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get it. The thing about this song, it doesn't really get going for a while.
Yeah, you might have to skip ahead.
That's what's so creepy about it. You know, it's like that. It's like Jaws.
This isn't really creepy.
Yeah, it's like Jaws. It kind of. Did you ever see the movie Deliverance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's creepy. And
well, that's only in reference to the movie.
But it's kind of like Jaws. It builds. Like there's something coming for you.
But a banjo doesn't really build like there's something coming for me.
There's something coming for you, and it's toothless.
Oh, boy.
You
and it's a banjo that's going to play in my ear all night.
You got a pretty mouth. Okay, enough of that creepiness. All right, so let's get to Faith's. That was Buford's creepy song.
All right, good to know.
Dueling banjos. Mm-hmm. This is some of Faith's creepy songs.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream.
What version is this?
I don't know.
It is not dying.
It's a little creepy.
You think?
Yeah. I've never thought of it, you know, because I always liked the Beatles, and I like this song, but you're right, it is a little creepy when you think about it.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, huh?
Okay. That's within...
The Beatles was the first band I thought of
tomorrow,
when you said creepy.
Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles. With a scissors, with scissors, with scissors.
Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't.
She's like a stalker.
Stalker theme songs.
Keep me away. I must follow him.
I must. I must follow him. He will get away. I knew. She's obsessed.
And nothing can keep him from me.
See?
He is my destiny.
Pretty creepy.
Uh-huh, creepy.
I love him,
creepy
I
prom
love
slayer
him,
song.
And where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love.
Whether he knows it or not.
Forever, forever, forever. I will follow him.
She has pictures of him all over.
Follow him wherever.
But he doesn't know she takes them.
Oh, scary.
You know, like on Bones?
Yeah.
With the stalker lady?
Uh-huh. That's and what why is this of. Creepy?
Really? A song that has the word walrus in it just is creepy.
Walruses
that's,
aren't creepy?
Just creepy.
Walruses aren't creepy?
It's a creepy song. Sorry. It just is.
This is I Am the Walrus. By the way, that was Peggy March. This is after they got back from India. They decided we were all one.
Yeah. They decided they were a walrus.
No, just him.
Well, if they're all one, then they're all the walrus.
That's true. They renamed themselves the Walruses instead of the Beatles.
That's creepy.
That's creepy. There's a commercial of... The side of Groove Shark.
What will your baby look
like? A very scary looking baby.
Scary looking baby.
All right, that is The Walrus by the Beatles, which is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with the stalker theme, I think Faith is going.
This is my theme.
The Blondie. One way or another. I actually like this song.
I do too. Still creepy.
Okay. Here's the problem with I Will Follow You and One Way or Another. The girls who actually like play this song over and over and over again about a guy aren't hot. That's the problem.
I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya one way or another.
Uh-huh. See, one way or another. I may have to tie you up, but I'm gonna get ya.
They look like Kathy Bates, right?
I'm going to have to break your feet so you won't leave.
You gotta,
or legs or whatever she
gotta
did.
You got to disassociate Blondie from singing this song and picture Kathy Bates singing this song.
Putting the 2x4 between
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. One way or another, you're staying with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we found this show. The show is called The Good Guys. And there's only 4 episodes out. It's just a brand new show. And
it'll be canceled soon.
It'll be canceled soon because it's way too great. It's way too great for television. This mm-hmm. is, of course, I said that about Lost, but I just don't see this having the. It doesn't. It's not sexy. Okay.
No.
I just don't see it having the popularity of Lost or Heroes or something like that. But this show is greatness because Life on Mars survived for a season.
Well, yeah, they might make it one season.
If it just goes one season, I will be so thankful.
if it doesn't get canceled, if it has a full, you know, 18, 24 episodes, I'll be so happy. This, anyway, it's called The Good Guys. It's filmed in Dallas, which actually adds to the mystique for me.
Yes, because we know everything.
We know everything. We know where, you know, we're guessing where they are, and we see stuff in the background. Oh, I know where that is. So that's really cool. But the show is made, it's Tom Hanks' son is one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Tom Hanks' son.
The tall, skinny one?
Yeah, the clean-cut guy. It's sort of like The Odd Couple. Okay, the show is, this is the premise of the show, right? It's a life on Mars combined with NCSI or CSI, combined with...
NCIS.
Yeah, combined with... I forgot what the other thing I said.
CSI.
CSI, whatever. Anyway, the point is that you know, remember in Life on Mars where you had one guy from today and he went back in the 70s and he ended up – you know, he was a cop in the 70s and he had to deal with all the, you know, malarkey of the – well, this is the exact opposite. You have a modern police force in Dallas with one guy who's from the 70s.
But he's not really from the 70s. He's just – he just hasn't caught up yet.
It is greatness! And he has a big, thick mustache, okay? And they said today, I was watching this little clip about it, and it said the mustache is paid under its own union contract for the show. So one guy's Tom Hanks. He's a real clean-cut guy. And the other guy is Tom Hanks' son. And the other guy is Dan Starks. I don't know his actor name, but his character name is Dan Starks. And he has a mustache. He wears a tie with a handcuff tie pin and a leather jacket, you know, a leather blazer. And he drives a 1979 Trans Am.
That he loves.
And he lives, and this is the best part, he lives in an Airstream at Fair Park. Which is genius. Just like this, a la, you know, Rockford.
Yeah,
you know,
Rockford Files.
Oh, it's just genius. So the show is not really a comedy. I mean, it's a serious kind of drama, but it's very funny. I mean, it's intentionally funny, but there's no soundtrack. There's no laugh track or anything like that.
And Brad loves the soundtrack.
And the soundtrack is awesome. I mean, the first time he sees his car, the Trans Am, the first time he sees it, they start playing, you know, Thunder by AC/DC. They're just, when it's related around him, it's usually old classic rock.
Uh-huh.
But the soundtrack itself is not all old classic rock. Right. It's all different, and it's really good. And the storylines are very inventive. They're not just regular cops. They're not CSI.
They're detectives.
They're detectives, but they're property division. So they investigate minor property things like a vending machine that's been vandalized.
Yeah, a rock through a window,
you know, this kinds of stuff. And then it always leads to something bigger. And his motto is there's no small crimes, there's just small cops. And he talks real like this is just a perfect example of his character, which is why he's so funny. Is that they were talking about the vending machine and he says, you know, somebody who could vandalize a vending machine might harm a chick. And we could, you know, we catch this guy, we could save a chick. We might even save a hot chick. And he says, and then with a serious face, he says, hot chicks need saving too. So the show is just so great. And he comes on to every, you know, girl that he meets. And
Brad loves it. It's hilarious. It's okay.
The writing is inventive and fun.
He made me watch 3 episodes last night.
Yes. He said... what was the other line? Computer machines. I can't figure out them computer machines. They're just over there. I just know they're sitting over there thinking. One day they're going to take over. Are you afraid of your computer machine? The other guy, what's his name?
I don't know. Jack.
Jack, that's right, Jack. Jack, he's just like, no, I'm not afraid of my computer attacking me. Anyway, y'all check it out. It's great. It's called The Good Guys. It's on Fox. And you can actually go to fox.com and watch all 4 episodes that are currently out. You don't have to watch all 4. Just watch especially 2 and 3. Those are the funniest ones. The first one's good. The fourth one's good. But 2 and 3 are hilarious. All right. Enough of that. I've plugged that. They're not paying me.
Can I have my last creepy song?
We're going to play Faith's last creepy song.
And this is the most creepy song ever.
I love this song.
So do I, but it's still creepy.
You know, it really...
And the video is even creepier than the song.
This song really sort of holds its own, even today.
is the sound of... What is that unique sound in the background? It's not really drums and it's not really keyboards.
It's a machine.
So basically it's a romantic rape song? Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's like trying to get away, but she can't. And like she's crawling through the sand and he's chasing after. It's just wrong.
Oh, you know what? You've got it all wrong.
No.
What this is a healthy romance.
No.
This is
really?
This is the man chasing the woman. This is the wooing of the woman.
He's on the
hunt.
That's
what this. That's right. And he's making that comparison, but what he's saying is that, you know, she's flirting with him enough to keep him chasing her.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds like he's a little too hungry.
I just think you're taking it a little wrong. That's all.
No. Creepy.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to my creepy songs.
Okay.
Shall we?
Can we pause it for just a second?
Why? Where are you going? Oh, she's got to go potty. All right. Well, shall we pause it or shall I play? I'll play you some of my runners-up. There, that'll work. I couldn't decide which of these songs to actually put on my list. These are my runner-up. This is The Police with "I Can't Stand Losing You." I think reggae in general is creepy, but this is just a personal thing with me. So. This is another one by The Police that I kind of wanted to put on the list, but it was kind of almost overly creepy, like intentionally creepy, so I didn't. Okay, she's back.
Okay.
This is called "Spirits in the Material World" by
mm-hmm.
The Police.
Yes.
And then
The Police had lots of creepy songs.
On the stalking theme, you mm-hmm. have "Don't Stand So Close to Me,"
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really creep me out. The songs, see, here's the thing. I didn't want to just put creepy songs. I wanted songs that creeped me out, which is different. Some songs that aren't exactly creepy creep me out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is one that not necessarily creepy, but does creep me out. Oh, this is a weird version. You know what? I'm sorry I didn't look at the version I got. I'll find a different one. But let's go to the next song. Now, these guys do a lot of creepy songs. Faith almost put one at the end
mm-hmm.
on hers.
The Doors.
But the reason why I think this song is so creepy is because I can visualize the ghost Indian dancing,
uh-huh.
you know? So.
Awake. Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon.
So it's basically just Val Kilmer talking over some music, but it's
right.
creepy. So.
It's not Val Kilmer.
All right. I had sort of a theme that I went with, like, classic rock songs. I didn't pick any. Like, to me, Lady Gaga's Poker Face is very creepy.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't pick that. And the Umbrella song, whoever sings the Umbrella
uh-huh,
song,
uh-huh.
also very creepy.
Also,
anything by Michael Jackson is after Thriller, pretty creepy. But I didn't. This one does creep me out.
Okay. Home in the
city. And basically just for the ending here. No, this is Burning for You, so. Home in the darkness. Home on the highway. So this is basically, I don't know if this is what it is, but when I listened to it as a kid, I thought this was him saying he'd go to hell just to be with this person.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, so it's kind of creepy that he would be willing to do that. Yeah, that's Blue Oyster Cult. So Blue Oyster Cult burning for you, I think, is creepy. Oops. Yeah, that's right. It's got the wrong album cover picture. It's got Bruce Springsteen album cover picture. Here we go. This is the right version. Now, the song itself, not all that creepy. But to me, the lyrics were always really creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Running with the Devil. I couldn't listen to this song. I always skip it because it was too easy to sing along with. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want to be, you know,
associated with that.
Right. Okay, so there you have that. This is another one that always creeped me out. But I think this song is actually creepy. So, it's creepy and it creeps me out. Sitting on the park bench. Eyeing little girls with bad intent. So, sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Yeah, that's just not a good way to start.
Big fan of this band, but this song?
No.
Creepy. It's Aqualung by Jethro Tull. And I listened to it a lot because I was trying to figure out what it was saying. So, you know, it's just like the more I listened to it, the more it was creepy. And that's the end of my list. Ta-da!
We end with child molestation. That's good.
So, moving right along to some of yours, we're going to go ahead and get through. We're going to go ahead and get through these real quick because there's only three apiece. And that is Jen and Dave.
Oh, okay.
Our favorite people in the world. The Podosphere.
The Podosphere.
Yes.
Podcasting.
So this is Dave's. I'm very interested to hear what could possibly
creep Dave out. Nothing.
And
of course, it's tweeting birds.
Well, it's Roger Waters, which can write a creepy song.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
Comfortably numb. And hit the pros and cons of hitchhiking. The whole album is creepy. This is from Unimegama. 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 Umagama. I don't know. It's from that album. It's called Several Species of Small Furry Animals Gathering.
Alrighty then. Yeah, this is just wrong.
But it becomes melodic and... So it's just... It goes downhill from there.
Oh, that was not good.
No. Yeah, I like his second choice. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. Yeah, I have to admit, pretty creepy, right? Hatred, love, in all thy sons command. So, there. That's what creeps Dave out.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your dragon, keep your hands on the wheel, keep your snoopy eyes on the road.
Oh!
Wow!
What is that?
Where in a Sam Hill did you find that? Holy crap, that is creepy! That's when you pull over and run from the car screaming. Holy moly!
We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred.
Okay, Dave!
Alrighty then.
Thanks for playing. I'm going to have nightmares. I'm going to have to wash my brain.
This is Jen's.
This is Jen's.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Well,
you left me anyhow.
Of course, this is Napoleon with, well, it's actually Napoleon the 14th, whatever that means.
They're coming to take me away.
Uh-huh.
They're coming to take me away. Ha-ha.
Uh-huh. No, uh-huh. No, they are. They are. I know that's not what it is. That's what we, as a kid, that's what we always did. Uh-huh.
Those nice young men in their clean white coats, and
they're coming to take me away.
Oh, we sang this all the time in high school.
It was on my Goofy Grades tape when I was a kid. Okay. And definitely creepy. This is the Cool Boys.
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road?
I don't know if it's creepy, but it's disturbing.
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we
they
do
have
it
a thing with cars
and
driving. Well, what
let,
is
me,
what
I- let me explain why you don't do it in the road. Because it's not comfortable
and dirty,
and it's dangerous,
and dirty.
There are dead things
and
there.
Dirty.
In the road.
Talk about get a rock wedged in your knee, and you'd never be the same ever again.
Why would you want to do it in the road?
It's just wrong.
It's just weird. And her last choice. If anybody else submits this song, I'm not going to play it. Jen was first.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family, with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
When I was a kid, I forbid Helen from watching Barney.
You mean when she was little?
Yes, I'm sorry, when she was little.
There was no Barney.
But when we got Jay, for some reason that rule was out because he already watched it or something.
I guess
and
he
asked
liked
for
Barney
it
or
I
something.
I don't know what it was. But yeah, you let him watch Barney and he loved Barney. Oh my goodness. So I was invaded by Barney. But you know, I didn't really have to listen to it that much because that's just the way it was. All right, so thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. I apologize to everybody for that creepy song from Dave about the seven girls in the backseat. I am very sorry. I didn't pre-do his list. So, oh well, you know, you live and you learn.
Send your complaints
you take
to the
what
Jen
you
and
get.
Dave show.
You take what you get when you play stuff from Dave without
That's
testing
right.
it out first.
That's
so,
right.
Please listen to this song, Just to Wash Your Brain. From and getting that seven little girls in the backseat thing
too.
Out of there. Now, if you listen to the rest of the song, there might have been some ending that made it all make sense.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, but we're not going to do that.
No.
No.
Because that was bad. It was really bad.
We're best.
All right, everybody. Thank
Vals
you.
Vals
con Dios.
With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.